Hello, this is Bill Kemp, substituting for Herb Oscar Anderson. And I welcome you to the program that asks the question, is there a doctor in the house?
Live from the American Radio Theater in New York City, the American Broadcasting Network presents The Bill Kemp Show, featuring Betty Hole, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. I'm George Ansbrough, and now here's our Bill Kemp.
Thank you. Thank you very much and good evening. Before going any further, I would like to convey my thanks very sincerely to Herb Oscar Anderson, who substituted for me last week when the Asian flu bug took a bite at me. Herb did this, by the way, on approximately 1 hour's notice, and I do appreciate it tremendously. Quite honestly, I don't think I'm over the flu yet. I may sound that way, too. And, well, the doctors, they say I am, simply because this morning I tried to blow the foam off my medicine. Now, I don't agree with them. However, it did occur to me that it might be worthwhile for me to return to this theater where I've done so many broadcasts because it, well, it seems illogical to me that any germ could live in this atmosphere, you see? And, this doctor of mine, he said that exercise is the best way to get rid of a germ. Well, how are you going to get a germ to exercise? You can't do it. Plus which, I don't have too much faith in my doctor, quite honestly. I mean, he's been practicing for 20 years now, and he still hasn't made enough to buy a license. In addition, he hasn't been able to afford the proper equipment with which to sterilize his instruments, so once a week he takes them to the YMCA steam room. I mean, it makes you wonder, a guy like that. Friends, one of the members of our stellar cast is a young man who has a record going for him right now on the Jubilee label. Not only is he featured vocally on the number, but he wrote the tune. The title of the number is The Rock and Roll Polka. The young man's name is Peter Hanley, and I think if we gave him a warm welcome, he might do that number for us. Something to the audience a moment ago, a theater audience, that the one thing that bothers me about this sort of the after effects of the Asian flu is the fact that at any moment I'm liable to start coughing. It's, I suppose, part mental, but still a hangover from the flu. And I got kind of worried. However, I ran into a friend of mine outside the theater just before starting the show, a guy who has a program each Saturday morning on the ABN network, tremendous disc jockey, a wonderful fellow. And he said, well, I'll stand by for you, Bill. You know, if you feel you're going to cough or something, why, call me in. He's been standing in the wings, bless his soul. Friends, I'd like you to meet Johnny Pearson. Johnny?
You know, actually, it's a big pleasure and a big thrill for me, Bill, to come out here and be able to see all the fine folks that you have. We don't have a live audience, you know, at our show.
No, that's true.
We have it in a big studio. Mm-hmm. And to get to see all the folks, I brought along a few autographed pictures. Not many.
You did.
But could you make the announcement?
Well, I'm still trying to get rid of mine. I mean, I might also add there are times when we don't have a live audience either, Johnny, so don't let that worry you, boy. Never mind. Don't try to assassinate me before I'm underway.
I'd also like to say that, I can remember I think it's wonderful, speaking of it being a thrill to me. I used to dance to your son's music just a lot of times.
Hal Kemp, yes, yeah. My son.
Well, Johnny, after all, I think I'll make it tonight. I don't think I'll need you.
Well, I'll stand by over here with the cough drops.
Don't stand by. I'll tell you what you do. Do you know the next number? Do you have an idea what it is?
I do sing a bit, yes.
No, I don't mean that you have to sing. Oh, this kid. He's too much. I knew I shouldn't have gotten out of bed. I should have phoned the show in. All right. Tell you, you know who's going to sing the next number?
Not for sure. Tell
you're
you
not for sure?
No.
It's a very pretty girl.
My goodness, Betty Holt?
Of course.
Good.
And
I'm halfway.
Do you think of any... Oh, yep, there she is. Matter of fact, she's singing a very delightful thing, sort of a musical suggestion, and I advise you all to take it. It's called Love Me to Pieces. Go ahead, Beth.
Why don't you love me to pieces, baby? With me till I'm crazy. Hold me the way you used to. You know that my love is growing stronger, and I cannot wait no longer. I've been saving my love just for you. Kiss me, miss me, all day and night. Why don't you love me to pieces, darling? No use in us to quarreling. I only need your loving arms. You know that I'm plumb mad about you, and couldn't live without you. I'm just wild about your charms.
Much, Betty. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a number of very distinguished guests in our theater audience tonight, including Mr. Marlon Howard, the celebrated author whose latest book, I Was a Girl Scout for the Boy Scouts, is a big seller. We also have with us Mr. Bartley Rasmus, the well-known health and diet lecturer and author of the exciting new book, Eat and Grow Fat. He's sitting in our first row. As a matter of fact, he is our first row. And let's see who else we have with us. We have Mr. Ramsey Brown, who sells round pool tables to lighthouse keepers. And who else do we have? And from overseas, we have Mr. Kenneth Franklin. He's from South Africa, who is visiting the United States for 2 years as a guerrilla exchange student. And, of course, I mustn't forget the famous motion picture actor, Touch Bottom. He's with us tonight. As you know, the star of the new, upcoming, and very exciting movie, The Bowery Boys Meet Moby Dick. Good to see you, Touch Boy. I'm with you. Now... by Neil Hefti. It's spelled W-A-Y-N-O. He insists it's pronounced wino. Take your choice. Thank you.
Dorsey and the orchestra and a tune called Wino. Say, Bill.
Yes, sir.
There's something I'd like you to help me with, if you would.
Why, certainly. Fire away, George.
Well, some of the announcements of the new movies just absolutely flabbergast me.
Mm-hmm.
After reading the ads, I still don't have the remotest idea of what the movie's going to be about or what they mean.
Well, give me an example.
Well, for instance, I saw a movie advertised today that said, a gigantic film in the all-new, true-to-life, breathtaking, widescreen process, Cinerama Scopavision, with high-frequency, ultrasonic stereo audio sound, filled in glorious rainbow cover.
Yeah, well, that means they have no story. That's what it actually says.
Well, there was another one advertised said it's colossal, it's stupendous, with a cast of thousands, made at a cost of millions.
That means still no story. What else?
Well, one more said seething with passion. A strange tale of violence and ecstasy. Raw, stark drama. Unbearably intimate. Daring in its frankness.
It's a foreign film with no subtitles.
Here's one more, Bill. It says, one of the greatest movies ever made. A credit to the motion picture industry. They had to bring it back.
Nobody saw it the first time.
Let's see. Here's another ad. It says, a moving social document.
No girls.
Another says, bring the children.
Still no girls.
The picture they said could not be made.
No censor.
You'll want to see it again and again.
You won't understand it the first time.
Here's one more, William, that says, a woman's picture. Be sure to bring a handkerchief.
That means the seats are dirty.
And the last one says it'll change the course of your life.
That means you'll never go to the movies again.
It's very simple, George. You just have to figure in between the lines, as it were.
Boy, what was going on in between those lines? Aren't we noisy?
All right, we have the noteworthies coming up now. And here they are with Date with an Angel. Don't give me high signs.
With an angel, gonna meet her at 7.
Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven.
Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out.
When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon.
Beside me,
and whatever beside
me, got an angel to guide me, and I'm on my way to heaven. I've been up, that's the out of to find the one who waits for me. The noteworthies, thank you, kids. Something called Got an Angel. Very, very nice. Say, I have a very special announcement for those of you who live in or near Winkleman Stadium in Nutley, New Jersey. Starting tomorrow, Elmer Winkleman is presenting a spectacular, thrill-packed Wild East show. Now, I'll tell you, there's going to be a cast of 1,000 colorful Easterners in native costumes such as derbies, tattersall vests, cutaways, Schiaparelli gowns and mink coats. And I tell you, you won't want to miss the breathtaking double parking contest. They have a thing that's the wildest. You will gasp with amazement as 100 champion pedestrians risk their lives at traffic dodging. You will hang in suspense at the mammoth freestyle long-distance pub crawling event. You will cringe in horror as 150 champion taxi drivers vie with each other in beating stoplights. There are many special entertainment features, of course, in the Wild East show at Winkleman Stadium. You can hear the Butcher's Choir singing We're in the Money. You can hear Cornelius Van Gelt, the crooning stockbroker, sing Silver Coins Among the Gold. You can see the pulchritudinous chorus of 100 salesgirls dance the famous ballet Slaughter in Macy's Basement. And as the climax of this Wild East show, the entire cast of 1,000 will take part in the blood-curdling, action-packed spectacle, Rush Hour in the Subway. Now remember, the show starts tomorrow at Winkleman Stadium in Nutley, New Jersey. Matinees every day except weekdays. Half price. Half price for children under 2. That brings us to the noteworthies. I'm happy to say it. Here they are to save me with How Do You Say Goodbye.
Tell me, how do you find the heart to, and how long can you smile? as you may. Goodbye.
I was reading in a radio and television column the other day where someone had sent a letter to the editor stating that their family lived near an airport and they had trouble hearing their favorite programs because, you know, a plane would come diving in at the wrong time. And I got to thinking how frustrating it must be for them. I've asked Johnny Pearson to join me in demonstrating what this family must go through. Now, they've just turned the radio on and the announcer is saying this.
Now, Floto, the soap with a million bubbles, presents the star of our show, the man with a million laughs, Shackles Kemp.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a chuckler I am. And what a wonderful audience. Just before the show tonight, a lady came up to me and she said, "Aren't you Chuckles Kemp?" I said, "Well, if I'm not, I'll be." How about that, eh? Yes, sir. Now, to current events. I see by the papers where Ingrid and Roberto are calling it quits. Of course, I understand that Ingrid wants to think it over because she...
Chuckles will be back in a minute, but right now, a word from our sponsor, Floto Soap. Yes, Floto Soap, the soap that says hello to your skin. Floto contains W4, and W4 has withholding of harmful elements. Independent tests prove that Floto, in only 4 weeks, will give a new radiance and beauty, and it bubbles.
Pardon me, is the commercial over?
Yes, indeed. Who are you?
I'm the pilot of the plane, thanks.
And now here's Chuckles Kemp again.
Well, a doggone thing happened to me on the way to the theater tonight. I was about 50 yards away from the place when all of a sudden... From time to time, I take the liberty of making predictions with regards to the various phases of show business. And although the Academy Award presentations are still some time off, if you'd permit me, I'd like to announce my predictions of the winners of next year's awards. All right, now, I have them marked down here. I predict that the award for the best original song from a picture will go to... The Return of the Creature from the Black Lagoon Mambo. The Cinch. I also predict that the award for the best remake of a motion picture will go to... The Light That Failed, starring Betty Furness. I further predict that the award for the best documentary film will go to... The East Side Kids Meet Adolf Hitler. The award for the best costume design will go to... Walt Disney for Donald Duck Meets Schiaparelli. And finally, I predict the award for the most unusual name for a new male star will go to... John Smith. Hark to my voice. Well, let me see. Thank you. Here's Peter Handy back at our microphone and a very pretty song called An Affair to Remember. Pete?
Is a wondrous thing that we'll rejoice in remembering. Our love was born with our first embrace, and the page was torn out of time and space. Our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take my hand with a fervent prayer that we may live and we may share a love affair to remember.
Peter Hanley. Very pretty rendition, too, of An Affair to Remember. So, I tell you, there was this fella, and he married a rich widow, which is an ambition that I share for a lot. I want to marry a rich widow who's ashamed to see her husband work. But anyway, he married this rich widow, but she had a 7-year-old son by the previous marriage that he just couldn't stand, this 7-year-old son. Now, he had a chat with the family physician about this situation, and the doctor advised him to kind of take an interest in the boy where outdoor activities were concerned, to take the boy along when he went fishing and so on. Well, this guy hated the kid anyway, but he figured he might as well make an effort to win the boy over, so he went ahead with it. And about 2 weeks later, the family physician ran across this little kid, and he said, "Well, how do you like your new father?" And the boy said, "He's all right. He lets me join him in sports now." And the doctor said, "Well, now that's just wonderful. What sort of sports, for example?" And the kid said, "Well, every morning before breakfast, for example, we row 5 miles out to the middle of the lake, and he lets me swim back." And the doctor was pretty upset about this, and he said, "Good heavens, isn't that a terrible distance for an 8-year-old to swim?" And the kid said, no, that's not too bad. It's getting out of the bag that's a stinker. Here is Betty Holt to sing When Your Lover Has Gone.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, sunrise, when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering. Like faded flowers, life can't mean anything when your shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering. Like faded flowers, life can be anything. Love has gone. Ooh, when your love has gone. When your love has gone.
Don't go too far away, kid. I want to utilize your talents right here now in this next number, because they tell me this is by the Ensemble, which is French for the whole doggone mob. So here they are, the Ensemble, and Ça c'est l'amour. Tonight, kids, and before we leave, I just want to thank you so much, Johnny Pearson. What am I saying? Johnny, bless you. Johnny, you have fun.
Thanks a lot. You come over and see us.
Yes. I'd be delighted.
think it's time to say goodnight. Betty Holmes?
Good night, Mother.
Peter Hanley. Lee Noteworthy. Neil Hefty in the orchestra. George Ansbro.
So long, everybody.
Friends, have a pleasant evening. And good night, Phyllis Kirk, wherever you are. Come on.
The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.